Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for helping us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for blessing us, strengthening us. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us from every attack of the enemy. We thank you for sustaining us by your Holy Spirit to remain in faith, in purity, in righteousness. Thank you, Father. We thank you for doors you have opened for us. Thank you because we shall walk through these doors to fulfill our destinies, to become successful, to have progress, and to be great and established. Thank you, Father. We thank you for victories you have given to us in spiritual warfare. We thank you for how you have answered our prayers. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives and in our situations. We thank you, Lord, for your voice that is guiding us, directing us, instructing us, and teaching us. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening our faith and trust in you. We thank you for giving us assurance of a better and glorious future. Thank you for all your promises in our lives, for our lives, and thank you because you will bring them all to pass. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for this ministry, Apostolic Wonders Ministries. We thank you for how you have been faithful to everyone, to every family. Thank you, Lord, for how you have been helping us in this ministry to remain committed and consistent with your standards. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that as we would be having another prayer session right now, Lord, visit us with power. Help us from heaven. Let your mighty hand change our lives for good. Let your mighty angels be dispatched for our rescue, deliverances, and victories. Lord, let us have records of great testimonies of your power and faithfulness after this prayer session tonight. Thank you, Lord, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. I ask that you lead us by your Holy Spirit through this session. Strengthen everyone with fire to pray and not get tired, to pray and not fall asleep, to pray and to prevail in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe as you pray with faith, the Lord is here and is faithful. He will help you. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs. And after that, we shall go into prayer points. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent, how excellent.
How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. Oh Lord, oh Lord. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. Oh Lord, do something new. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, sing it. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life, oh Lord. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable, unchangeable God, reliable God, reliable, reliable God, you're reliable, reliable God, reliable, reliable God, miraculous God, miraculous, miraculous, miraculous God, miraculous, miraculous God. Thanks, thanks, oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done, for all you have done in our lives. We are so glad our souls have found rest, oh Lord, we give you thanks, we give you all the thanks, 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 oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done, for all you have done. We are so glad, we are so glad our soul has found rest, oh Lord, we give you thanks. We are saved, faithful are you, Lord, faithful are you, Lord, faithful are you, Lord, faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful, We are singing, faithful are you, Lord. In every situation, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, glorious God, a beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. Standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Standing, I am standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I am standing on the promises of God. Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Chamber, oh, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Chamber, Yeshua, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, oh, Agune Chamber, Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Chamber. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. Oh, all the ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All on the ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. On
again. Three more times.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. On all the ground is sinking sand.
On Christ.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All the ground is sinking sand.
For the last time.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All the ground is sinking sand.
I want us to begin to worship Him. Worship the King of Glory. Worship Jesus. Worship the Lord of Hosts. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. With your voice, worship Him. With your praise, worship Him. With your thanksgiving, worship Him. With the whole of your heart, worship Him. Worship the God of kings. Worship the God of angels. Worship the Most High God. Worship the God of gods, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Prince of Princes. Worship the Almighty God. Ancient of Days, we praise You. Father, we adore You. King of Glory, we worship You. Worthy is Your name. Worthy is Your throne. Worthy is Your kingdom. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive praises, to receive worship, to receive honor. Lord, we worship You. Jesus, we worship You. Jesus, we praise You. Jesus, we worship You. You are so faithful. You are so kind. You are so good. You are so loving. You are so merciful. You are so helpful. You are so great. You are so mighty. We worship You, Father. We praise Your name. We praise Your name. We praise Your name. Jesus, we praise You. Father, we praise You. Lord, we praise You. Most High God, we praise You. Rock of Israel, we praise You. Rock of ages, we praise You. Faithful God, we praise You. The beginning and the ending, we praise You. Alpha and Omega, we praise You. The God of the whole universe, controller of the whole universe, we praise You, Lord, because You are the Most High. We praise You, for You are higher than everything. You are higher than everyone. You are mightier than all. You are wiser than all. You are stronger than all. You don't fail. You don't make mistakes. You don't lose in battles. You are so reliable. You are so trustworthy. You are so dependable. Lord, we worship You. You are our help and helper. You are the rock of our safety. You are the rock, our defense, the rock of our defense. We praise You, Lord. You are our salvation. You are our Savior. We worship You, Father. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are the one who revives us. You are the one who makes us clean. You are the one who forgives our sins. We worship You, Father. You are the one that sanctifies us. Blessed be Your holy name. Thank You for Your faithfulness. Thank You for meeting us at the point of our needs. Thank You for Your commitment to bless us always. Thank You, Father. Great provider, we worship You. Thank You for who You are in our lives. Thank You for who You are in heaven. Thank You for who You are in the earth. Thank You for who You are under the earth. Thank You for who You are in every realm. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship, praises, and thanks. Amen. Amen. I welcome you once again to the prayer session. We are going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. Yeah, we're going to say, Father, thank you for your mighty hand that has done great things in my life. And thank you for your mighty hand will do greater things for in my life. Yeah. Say, Father, thank you for your mighty hand that have done great things in my life. I thank you because your mighty hand who have done great things will do greater things. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Lord, thank you for your mighty hand that have worked great things. I can't deny that you have helped me. I cannot deny that you have saved me many times. You have rescued me many times. You have helped me many times. You have delivered me many times. You have healed me many times. You have strengthened me many times. You have encouraged me many times. You have comforted me many times. Lord, I cannot deny what your great hand, your mighty hand has done. And I believe that your mighty hand will do greater. Thank you because your mighty hand will do greater things. Your mighty hand who has done great things in my life will do greater. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for great things you have done and for greater things you will do. Thank you, Father, for great things you have done and for greater things you will do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your commitment to helping me. Thank you for your commitment to blessing me. Thank you for your commitment to healing me. Thank you for your commitment to moving my life forward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the same hand, your same hand that have worked great things in my life will do greater things. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Because of your faithfulness, I will see more of your wonders. Because of your faithfulness, I thank you because I will see more of your helps. Because of your faithfulness, I thank you because I will see more of your visitations. I will see more of your deliverances. I will revive us. I will see more of your encounters. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mighty hand that is working in my life. Because that hand has not stopped. The hand that is working in me, that is working in my situation, your mighty hand has not stopped working. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And amen. Yeah, we're going to continue from where we stopped in our Bible passage in the book of Psalm, chapter 36. The book of Psalm, chapter 36. Yeah, if you have your Bibles, you can open to that place. And I'll be reading from New Living Translation. New Living Translation. Yeah. We stopped at verse 6. Psalm 36, verse 6. Which says, your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice like the ocean depths. You care for people and animals alike, O Lord. Yeah, so now we are going to talk about, or we're going to be considering the justice. Yeah, the justice of God. We're going to be praying using the justice of God. The justice of God. Yeah, there's a place in the scripture that says righteousness and justice are the foundation of God's throne. Righteousness and justice. Yeah, righteousness and justice. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Justice means that God executes judgment and he rewards people according to what they deserve. He rewards people according to what they have done. Yeah, so meaning that you can receive justice from heaven, from the courtroom of heaven, concerning whatever the enemy has done in your life, concerning whatever you have lost to the enemy, or concerning whatever anyone, any human being or whoever took from you unjustly, yeah, or concerning your right that has been withdrawn from you. Yeah. So you're going to pray and you're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that you are God of justice. Enforce your justice in my life. Enforce your justice for my life, and let your will prevail in my life. Enforce your justice in my life, and let your will prevail in my life. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I acknowledge that you are God of justice. Enforce your justice in my life. Enforce your justice in my destiny, and let your will prevail. Let justice be done. Let your will prevail. Let your will prevail. Enforce your justice in my life. Enforce your justice in my life. Enforce your justice in my life. In my career, in my marriage, in my calling, in my destiny. Lord, carry out your justice. Carry out your righteous judgment in all areas of my life. And let your will prevail. Let your decision prevail. Let your desires prevail in the name of Jesus. Let your decision prevail. Let your desires prevail in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, enforce justice. Enforce justice in my life. Enforce justice in my marriage. Enforce justice in my career. Enforce justice in my destiny. In the name of Jesus, enforce justice, O God. Enforce justice, O God. Enforce justice, O God. Enforce justice, O God, in my life, in my calling, in my destiny. Lord, let your justice prevail. Let your justice prevail. Let your justice prevail. Let your will be done. Let your justice prevail, and let your will be done in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Justice. The justice of God is to ensure that what happens in your life is what should happen. The justice of God is to ensure that what happens in your life is what is in his will for you. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your justice, let everything happen in my life that is against
see your will. Let them be permanently terminated and uprooted. Everything happening in my life that does not agree with your will, that does not agree with my right as a Christian, that does not agree with my inheritance as a Christian, Lord, let them be terminated. Let them be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by the reason of your justice, let every activity going on in my life, every event going on in my life that does not agree with my right and inheritance in Christ Jesus, that does not agree with my inheritance as a Christian, that does not agree with your will and purposes for my life, let them all be terminated. Let them all be wasted. Let them all be uprooted. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever thing going on in my life that does not agree with my right as a Christian, that does not agree with my identity as a Christian, that does not agree with my inheritance as a Christian, whatsoever the devil and his agents are enforcing upon my life, oh God of justice, Father, you are the God of justice, manifest now and terminate them all. Whatsoever hardship I'm going through, whatsoever suffering, whatsoever limitation, whatsoever pains, whatsoever wrong things going on in my life, oh Lord, by the reason of your justice, let them all come to an end. By the reason of your justice, because righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne, oh God, by the reason of your justice, let all the activities the devil is doing in my life come to an end. Let all the activities that does not line up with what I deserve as a Christian, let all the activities that does not line up, that does not agree with my identity, with my inheritance as a Christian, Lord, let them all be destroyed. Let them all come to an end. Let them all be uprooted. Let them all be terminated. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The justice of God also means that whatever has been stolen from you by the enemy, whether known to you or unknown to you, must be returned, must be restored. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your justice, let everything the enemy has stolen from me be restored now. In the name of Jesus, every good thing the enemy has stolen from me, let them be restored now. In the name of Jesus, my health, my wealth, my riches, my blessings, my spiritual gifts, every good thing that I have lost to the enemy, Lord, by the reason of your justice, let them all be restored now. In the name of Jesus, let them be restored. Let them be restored. Everything the enemy has taken away from me, everything the enemy has stolen from me, oh Lord, restore them back right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let them be restored. In the name of Jesus, let them be restored. In the name of Jesus, let them be restored. In the name of Jesus, let them be restored. In the name of Jesus, let them be restored. In the name of Jesus, every good thing I have lost to the kingdom of darkness, by the reason of God's justice, I get them back. In the name of Jesus, by the reason of God's justice, I get them back. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, by the reason of God's justice, I get them back in the name of Jesus. Every good thing, virtues I have lost, spiritual gifts I have lost, blessings I have lost, opportunities I have lost, opportunities that have been stolen, riches that have been stolen, favor that have been stolen, every good thing I have lost, I get them back now by the justice of the Almighty God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. In John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, "A thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. A thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy." And then Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Yeah, so you need to understand that the life of many of us is not as it should be. I mean, the life of many of us, I mean, our lifestyle, our status, our financial status, our spiritual growth, yeah, everything about your life. Yeah, I realize that the lives of many Christians is not as it should be according to the plans of God. And it is because the thief came in at a time and he stole many things, and he destroyed many things, and he killed many things. And that is why our lives don't look exactly as the Lord wants it to look. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, "Father, by the reason of your justice, let your anger fall upon every devourer, every thief and devourer that has spoiled my life, that have destroyed good things in my life. Every thief and devourer that is killing good things, stealing good things, destroying good things in my life, Lord, let your anger come upon them. Let your anger fall upon them and crush them. Let your anger fall upon them and grind them in pieces. Let your anger fall upon them and destroy them." Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, "Father, by the reason of your justice, let your anger fall upon every thief and devourer that has wasted good things in my life, that has destroyed great things in my life, that have made my life what it is now, that have made my life so limited, that have made my life so oppressed and depressed and captured and weak. Lord, let your anger fall upon them and destroy them." Begin to pray like that. Jehate Sajgrea, Mandi Jia Santijalala, Natasho Basasanaglia. Lord, let your anger locate them and destroy them. Every thief and devourer that have stolen good things from my life, that have killed good things in my life, that have destroyed good things in my life. Thank you, Lord. Let your anger destroy them. Let your anger waste them. Let your anger destroy them. Now, in the name of Jesus, every devourer that entered into my life through my dream to destroy good things, let your anger locate and destroy them. Every devourer that entered into my life through the foods I eat, every devourer that entered into my life through people around me, Lord, let your anger locate and destroy them. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name,
we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, Jesus said, he said, I have come that you might have life, and that, you know, and that you might have it more abundantly. That you might have it more abundantly. So Jesus is in the business of changing people's lives. He's in the business of making your life better than you can imagine. So he said, you will have life, and not only that you will have life, he said, you will have it more abundantly. So meaning that you will have it in a beautiful way. You will have that life in a glorious way. You will have that life in a great way. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, let the life you have for my life become abundant, become glorious, become beautiful, become great in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, let the life you have for my life, let the life you have for me become beautiful, become greater, become glorious in the name of Jesus. Let the destiny you have for me become greater, become beautiful, become glorious in the name of Jesus. Let your plans for my life begin to happen as it is in your mind in the name of Jesus. Make my life glorious as it is in your mind, Lord Jesus. Make my life beautiful as it is in your mind, Lord Jesus. Make my life great as it is in your mind. You said you have come to give me abundant life. You said you have come to give me a life that will lack nothing. You have come to give me a life that will always be satisfied with every benefit. Lord Jesus, let my life become glorious as it is in your plan. Let my life become great, become beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Become rich, become wealthy, become fulfilled, become successful as it is in your plan for my life. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, do this in my life. Do this in my life. In the name of Jesus, do this for me. Do this in my life. Do this in my career. Do this in my marriage. The beauty you have for my life, Lord Jesus, let it appear now. For you said you will give me life abundantly. You give me life that has abundance. You give me a life that has abundance. Lord, that is what you said. Lord, let my life begin to have all that you have destined for me to have. Let my life begin to enjoy all the benefits you have destined for me to enjoy. Let my life begin to receive all the blessings you have destined for me to have. Let my life begin to receive all the helps and promotion and growth and strength and victory and dominion you have destined for me to have and enjoy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. If you read that Psalm 36 again, verse 6, it says, your justice like the ocean depths. I think I said it before that there is no end to the depths of waters. If you go deep into the oceans, you will meet ground. You will find ground at the bottom of the oceans. And if you dig the ground at the bottom of the oceans, you will meet water again. If you continue, you will meet ground. You dig the ground, you meet water again. So there is no end to the ocean depths, which means that God's justice
remains forever, and nothing can sideline it. Nothing can overpower him. Yeah, nothing can overpower him. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that your justice is forever assured. I acknowledge that your justice remains forever. Your justice prevails forever. Let the rewards that the enemy have stopped from getting to me be released into my life. All the rewards that I am due to receive, that the enemy have blocked from getting to me, Lord, let them be released now into my life in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says that God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he shall reap. So God does reap. God is a God of sowing and reaping. So God gives us what we deserve. So if you have done good things, God has rewards for every good thing you have done. God has rewards for every sacrifices you have done. God has rewards for every seed you have sown. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, by the reason of your justice, let the rewards that you have released into my life that have been blocked by the enemy be mobilized into my life. Let them be released into my life. Lord, let such limitation be destroyed. Every limitation that is blocking my rewards from locating me, Lord, let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, I acknowledge that your justice remains forever. I acknowledge that your justice prevails forever. Therefore, let my rewards begin to locate me. The rewards of all that I have done in your house, the rewards of all that I have done for you, the rewards of my sacrifices, Lord, let them begin to find me by the reason of your justice. Let them begin to flow into my life. Thank you, Lord. The rewards of the seed I have sown, the rewards of the sacrifices I have done, Lord, let them begin to find me. Let them begin to enter into my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, so if you read Psalm 97, you will see where it says that righteousness and justice are the foundation, are the habitation of God's throne. Yeah, in Psalm 97, verse 2. Yeah, Psalm 97, verse 2. It says, clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. And we know that wherever God is, his throne is there. Yeah, wherever God is, his throne is there. So if God is everywhere, as many of you believe, then it means his throne is everywhere. And if his throne is everywhere, it means that his justice can happen everywhere. So God can enforce justice everywhere. You're going to pray. The Bible told us that Jesus was manifested that he may destroy, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Yeah, to destroy the works of the devil is justice. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, manifest your power in my life. Destroy every work of the devil. going on in my life, going on against my life, going on against my destiny. Lord Jesus, manifest your power. Destroy every work of the devil. Destroy every work of the devil going on in my life, going on against me. Because of your justice, destroy every work of the devil. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, by the reason of your justice, destroy every work of the devil going on in my life, going on against my life. Every work of the devil going on in the heavens, going on earth, going on under the earth, against my life, against my marriage, against my calling, against my career, against my ministry. Lord, let your power destroy them all. Let your power destroy them all. By the reason of your justice, let every work of the devil, work of witchcraft, be destroyed by your power. Lord Jesus, by the reason of your justice, let every work of the devil, let every work of witchcraft going on against me be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed by the reason of your justice. Let them be destroyed by the reason of your justice. Let them be destroyed by the reason of your justice. Every work of darkness, every work of the devil, every work of evil, every work of witchcraft, every work of serpent and scorpion, every work of demons going on against my life, going on in my life, going on against my destiny. Lord Jesus, because of your justice, destroy them all, waste them all. Because of your justice, destroy them all, waste them all. My life is no place for the devil. My life is no ground for demonic oppressions. My life is no ground for demonic infestations. My life is no ground for demonic control and manipulations. My life is no ground for demonic oppressions. My life is no ground for demonic deception. My life is no ground for demonic control and captivities. My life is no ground for demonic afflictions. Lord Jesus, let your power waste them all. Let your power waste them all. Lord Jesus, let your power waste them all. Every activity of devils going on in my life, going on against my life, Lord, because of your justice, waste them all. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. So, as I said, that the throne of God is in everywhere God is. Yeah, as God is in heaven, is the way He is in everywhere He is. So, and that means He is the same as He is in heaven, so He is in the earth. So He is inside you because God dwells in you. What is the temple of God? So our God is in heaven, so He is inside you. So He is in your home. So He is in your environment. So He is in every realm. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your justice, let the load of darkness, the burden of darkness upon my life be wasted. Say, Lord, by the reason of your justice, let the load of darkness, burden of darkness upon my life be wasted. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let the cloud of darkness upon my life be wasted. Let the covering of darkness upon my life be wasted by the reason of your justice. The Bible says, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Darkness could not trace it. Darkness could not understand it. Darkness could not know it. But He is there in the midst of darkness. Begin to pray. In the midst of your darkness, God is there. In the midst of your darkness, God is there. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, by the reason of your justice, let every load of darkness in my life, burden of darkness upon my life, be wasted. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord, by the reason of your justice, let every burden of darkness, every load of darkness upon my spirit, upon my soul, upon my body, upon my health, let them be wasted right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus. The covering of darkness, webs of darkness, a network of darkness, every presence of darkness, yoke of darkness, chain of darkness, loads of darkness upon my life, upon my calling, upon my career, upon my destiny, upon my marriage, Lord, by the reason of your justice, waste them all. Thank you, Lord. Waste them all. Waste them all. Waste them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, by revelation, I discovered that darkness operate like cancer. What they do first is to spread deep into every area of your life. So they spread deep into every area of your life. Then the next thing they do is now to start controlling or to start damaging every part of your life, to start deforming every part of your life, like recreating. The good things God has created in your life, they start recreating it, turning it into evil. But they will first spread inside. So darkness, they can spread inside everything. That's why the Bible says in Isaiah 60 that darkness covers the head, gross darkness covers the people. So darkness can penetrate into everything. And the reason why they can control things is because they have penetrated deep into those things. So darkness can penetrate into any, they can enter into your finances, they can enter into everything. They can enter into your love life. They can start making you to hate people you used to love. They can enter into every part of into your emotions, into your feelings. They can enter into every aspect of your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your justice, let your fire manifest in the depths of my life to destroy infiltration of darkness, to destroy presence of darkness. Let your fire manifest from the depths of my life to destroy every infiltration of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh God of Israel, let your fire rise from the depths of my life to destroy demonic infiltrations, to destroy darkness infiltrations right now in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, let your fire arise from the depths of my spirit, from the depths of my soul, from the depths of my blood, from the depths of my body, to destroy every demonic infiltration, every darkness infiltration right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, let your fire rise from the depths of my life, from the depths of my career, my calling, my finances, my marriage, my emotions. Let your fire arise from the depths of everything in my life, and let your fire destroy demonic infiltrations, darkness infiltrations, witchcraft infiltrations right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, most times when darkness wants to cause you to make wrong decisions, the first thing they do is to confuse you. Yeah, they come upon you and then they confuse you, and then you begin to feel like you begin to feel like you don't know what else to do with your life. You begin to feel like whatever you have done right before, maybe you have not done them right, and you begin to have regrets. You begin to become guilty of things you are not guilty of. Why? Because they have sent confusion into your life. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, by the reason of your justice, let every confusion that the enemy has sent into my life be wasted by fire. Let every confusion the enemy has sent into my mind be wasted by fire. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Every confusion the kingdom of darkness have sent into my life to deceive me, to mislead me, be wasted now by fire of God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus, by the reason of your justice, destroy confusion the enemy has sent into my life. Destroy confusion the enemy has sent into my mind. Destroy confusion the enemy has sent into my career, into my calling. Lord, let your fire destroy them now. Let them be utterly destroyed. Let them be utterly wasted. Every darkness of confusion that has clouded my thoughts, that has clouded my mind, that has clouded my decision making, that has clouded my thoughts, that have clouded my choices, let the fire of God waste them all right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, God wants to lead his children. Yeah, in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, it says, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So God wants to lead you correctly. Not that you will be feeling like, I don't know if God wants me to do this. I don't know if God does not want me to do this. Yeah, you're not sure. That is confusion. That is darkness. Yeah, when you're not sure, I don't know if God wants me to do this. I don't know if God does not want me to do this. Yeah, that is confusion. So the devil knows how to put confusion on you when you have to make some decisions that are very vital to the fulfillment of your destiny in the head. Decisions that are very crucial, for you to move forward in the head. He knows how to bring confusion upon your mind, upon your spirit. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. I'm going to say in the name of Jesus, let fire fall upon every darkness of confusion causing me, or darkness of confusion that wants me to go in directions that is against the direction of the Lord. So let fire fall upon every darkness of confusion, working to put me in a path that is against the path the Lord wants me to follow. Let fire fall and waste them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let fire fall and destroy every darkness of confusion that wants me to be misled, that wants me to do contrary to your will, that wants me to do contrary to your plans for my life. Lord, let your fire destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Every darkness of confusion that is causing me not to hear the voice of God clearly, every darkness of confusion causing me not to discern accurately what the Lord is saying and what the Lord wants me to do in all situations, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every darkness of confusion that is clouding my connection with God, clouding my revelation instructions and directions from God. Let fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every darkness of confusion that is making me to make wrong choices, making me to make wrong decisions, making me to go in wrong directions, let fire of God waste them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let fire of God destroy them now. Let fire of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to praise every darkness of confusion that has weakened my spiritual sensitivity to the voice of God, to divine directions. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says righteousness and judgment or justice are the habitation of his throne. Are the habitation of his throne. So meaning that God is in the business of executing judgment against judgments of the enemy, because the enemy has a way of passing their judgment on you. So they feel like if your ancestors did this, so you also have to reap what your ancestors did. Yeah, so those are demonic judgments. So God's judgment is greater than the judgment the enemy pass on your life. Yeah, so God is in the business of judging accurately. So God don't judge according to the judgment of the enemy. God judges by his own standard. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your justice, let every demonic judgment that has been passed on my life, that has been passed on my destiny, be permanently terminated. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by the reason of your judgment, let every demonic judgment, witchcraft judgment, ancestral demonic judgment that has been passed onto my life, let them all be terminated. Let them be permanently terminated. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, let them be permanently terminated. Let them be permanently terminated. Every judgment the kingdom of darkness has passed on my life, every judgment the agents of Satan has passed on my life, Lord, by the reason of your justice, consume them all, destroy them all, terminate them all forever, permanently, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, the justice of God also mean that God can reset the programs of the enemy that have been set, plans of the enemy that have been set to happen in your life, evils that have been set to happen in your life. God can reset them. So if the enemy has programmed evil to always happen in your life or to happen at a time in the future, the judgment of God can change it, can reverse it, can reset it. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your justice, let every evil that have been programmed, that have been set to happen in my life, to prevail in my life, Lord, let them be reversed. Let them be reset. Let them be reversed. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by the reason of your judgment, let every evil, that have been set to happen to me, to happen in my future, to happen to people in my life, to happen to my children, to happen to my spouse, to happen to my grandchildren, every evil that have been set into time by the enemy to happen in my life, let your justice, let your judgment reverse them now. In the name of Jesus, let your justice, oh God, reverse them now. Every evil that Satan and his agents have set to prevail in my life, to happen in my life, to happen in my days, to happen in my calling, to happen in my ministry, to happen in my career and destiny. Oh Lord, let your justice begin to reverse them. Let your justice begin to reset them. Let your justice begin to alter them. Let your justice begin to cancel them. Let your justice begin to terminate them right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let the justice of the Most High God begin to reverse them. Every evil that have been set into time to happen to me, to happen in my marriage, to happen in my family, to happen in my finances, to happen to my calling, to happen to my ministry, to happen to my career, let the justice of the Most High God reverse them now. Let the justice of the Most High God alter them now. Let the justice of the Most High God reset them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Now, if you look at the story of Jacob in the Bible, you will see that Jacob's life was, you know, was going on a one way. And that path Jacob's life was going was not good, was not sweet, was not pleasant, and was not according to God's plan. But Jacob encountered the God of Israel. And he encountered the God of Israel in such a way that he began to rest too with the Almighty God until God changed his entire life. Yeah, so Jacob's life was programmed by the enemy to go in a dark direction, to go in an unfortunate direction, to go in a failure direction, to go in a limitation direction, in a direction of limitation. But he met with God, and God changed his life. God began by changing his name, and from there, his entire life changed. You're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, visit my life and remove my life from the direction that leads to failure. Remove my life from the path that leads to limitations. Remove my life from the path where failure prevails, where limitations prevails, where evil prevails, where poverty, suffering, hardship prevails. Lord, set me on a new path. Set my life on a new journey. Set my life on a new direction. Shift me from the path that leads to destruction. Shift me from the path that leads to failure. Shift my life from the path that leads to evils. Lord, set me on a path that leads to the fulfillment of your plan for my life. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, visit my life. visit my life. Remove me from the direction that leads to failures, limitations, stagnation, poverty, suffering, hardship, sorrow. Lord, remove me from the direction that always leads to downfall. Lord, set me on a new journey. Set me on a new path where my destiny will be fulfilled. Set me on a new journey. Set me on a new path where your plans for my life will prevail. Lord, set me on that journey where I will fulfill destiny. Where the glory you have destined for my life will manifest and prevail. Lord, set me on that journey. Set me on a new journey. Take me away from every direction that leads to death, that leads to darkness, that leads to sorrow, that leads to failures, that leads to setbacks, that leads to limitations, that leads to hardships. Lord, remove me from every direction that leads to misfortunes. Oh Lord, remove me from all directions, all paths that leads to evils. Oh God, relocate me, reposition me into a journey, into a new journey that will lead me into glory, that will lead me into greatness, that will lead me into success, that will lead me to great achievements. In the name of Jesus, reposition me, oh God. Shift me, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. So Lord, reposition me. Shift me into a new path, into a new journey, where all your will be done in my life. Shift me. Thank you, Lord. Relocate me into a new path. Relocate me into a new journey, where I will ascend into the place of manifestation of destiny, where I will ascend into the place of fulfillment of destiny. Lord, shift me now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. Yeah, we're still praying about the justice of God. Yeah, when God visited Jacob, he changed his name. Yeah, he changed his name. And many people in the Bible, when God visits them, he always changed their name. Yeah, he always changed their name. So meaning that your identity has a lot to do with everything that happens in your life. Your identity has a lot to do with the fulfillment of God's plans and desires in your life, or for your life. So you're going to pray. I believe you need to have an encounter with God that will bring your divine identity into enforcement on earth. That will give you a name that everything on earth will honor and obey. Yeah. So God changed the name of Jacob so that he can begin to fulfill a destiny that he wasn't even aware of. Yeah, so he wasn't aware of such great destiny before that encounter. So when God changed his name, then the journey to fulfill that destiny began. You're going to pray. I believe you have an identity as a Christian. You have an identity in Christ. And God is going to deal with you according to who you are in him. And he already knows you before the foundation of the world were laid. He already know you. He have known you. Yeah. He have known. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, visit my life and glorify the identity I have in you in the head. Visit my life, glorify the identity that I have in you. My identity in you, glorify it in the head. Glorify it in the head. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Lord, visit my identity. Visit my identity in you. Visit my life and glorify my identity in you. Lord, give power to my identity such that everything in the head begin to walk in the favor of who I am in you. Lord, give power to my identity in you such that every creature in the head begin to obey that identity, such that every creature in the head begin to honor that identity, such that everything in the head begin to walk to in favor of that identity. Lord, glorify the identity that I have in you. Glorify my identity in you. Visit me, O God. Visit me, O God. Visit me, O God. Jesus Christ said, he said, Father, glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. So Jesus had an identity in God, and God glorified that identity. So begin to pray. Say, Lord, visit my life and glorify my identity in you. Glorify who I am in you in the head. Glorify who I am in you in the head, such that every creature in head and every creature outside of the head begin to obey that identity, such that every creature and everything begin to obey and honor that identity in the name of Jesus. Lord, glorify my identity in you. Glorify my identity in you in the head. Glorify my identity in you in the head. Glorify who I am in you in the head. Thank you, Father. Glorify who I am in you in the head. Glorify who I am in you in the head. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to read from Genesis chapter 32, verse 28, to show you details of the encounter Jacob had with the God of Israel. Yeah, in Genesis chapter 32, verse 28, it says, and he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. He said, as a prince. Yeah, so Jacob was translated to the position of a god, of a principality. Yeah, if you know about principalities, then you will know what it means to have power with God and with men. So Jacob was spiritually translated to a position whereby many things God created will obey him. Even men will do. Or maybe I should say, men will begin to favor that identity God has placed on him. Yeah, men will begin to favor the purpose of God in his life. Men will begin to favor the destiny of God on his life. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let my spirit, soul, and body be transmitted into the realm in you, where all things begin to obey the fulfillment of my destiny. So Lord, let my spirit, soul, and body be translated into the realm in you, where all things that you created begin to obey and to fulfill my destiny, and to fulfill your destiny for my life, your purpose for my life, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, translate me into the realm in you, where everything that exists, everything that is created, begin to obey and to fulfill the purpose you have for my life. Let me be translated to that place. Let me be translated to the place in you where everything that exists, where everything that is created in heaven, on earth, under the earth, begin to agree and to obey and to fulfill your purpose for my life and your destiny for my life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So Lord, translate me into that realm. Translate me into that place in you. Translate me into that place in you. Translate me to that place in you. Translate me to that place in you. Oh God, translate me. Oh God, translate me into that position in you where everything that exists, visible and invisible, physical and spiritual, begin to work together, begin to agree, begin to obey, begin to fulfill your purposes for my life. Begin to agree together for the fulfillment of your purposes for my life. Begin to work for the fulfillment of your purposes in my life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. God, by the reason of his justice, helped Jacob. He helped Jacob to gain a transformation. That means that his destiny will now be fulfilled as it is in the plans of God before he was born. So God helped him. I believe God needs to help you if you are going to fulfill your destiny as it is in God's plan. Sometime ago, the Lord gave me a revelation, and he showed me how a lot of people, majority of people in the earth, hardly fulfill 5% of their destiny. Like, a lot of people are living below the fulfillment of their destiny. A lot of people are functioning below the fulfillment of their destiny. So if you are going to pray, I believe you need the help of God. You need the help of God. You need God to help you such that you will fulfill your destiny as it is in the plans of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, visit me and give me the transformation that I need. Give me the transformation that my life need, so that I will fulfill my destiny in you as it is. So that I will fulfill my destiny in you as it is. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, visit my life. There is always a transformation before the fulfillment of destiny. Something we have to change. God will begin to change things in you. God will have to change your life. There has to be a change. they have to be a change. Your spirit has to be transformed. Your soul has to be transformed. Even your body has to be transformed. Everything about your life has to be transformed. Every area of your life has to be transformed. Begin to pray, say, Father, give me, visit me and give me the transformation that I need to be able to fulfill my destiny as it is in your plans. To be able to fulfill my destiny as it is in heaven. Lord, visit me and give me the transformation that I need. Give me the transformation that I need. Give me the transformation that I need that will enable me to fulfill my destiny as it is in your plans, as it is in your mind, as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Give me transformation. Everything that needs to change in me so that I will not be limited in destiny fulfillment. Lord, let them change now. Lord, let them change now. Everything that needs to change in me so that I will not be limited in destiny fulfillment. Lord, let them change now. Mashanagala balagala. Hendehasa nitwijala. Hindedeko jibalagdehata. Nahasujandaria kladiyana. In the name of Jesus, everything that needs to change in my attitude, everything that needs to change in my lifestyle, everything that needs to change in my character, everything that needs to change in each aspect of my life, so that I would not be limited in the fulfillment of my destiny. Lord, let them change now. Visit me and change me as you visited Jacob and his life changed from that moment. Lord, visit me and change my life. Thank you, Lord. Give me the transformation that I need to be able to fulfill my destiny as it is in your book in heaven. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed that no one encounter God and their life remain the same. It is not possible. The place of encounter with God is always a place of transformation. It's always a place of grace. It's always a place of mercy. Yeah, God will help you. In such a way that you will supernaturally be changed and you'll be able to do things you could not do before. Yeah, you'll be able to do things you can't do before. That is the place of transformation and that is the place of encounter. You're going to pray. You must, by many encounters, fulfill destiny. You must, by many encounters, fulfill destiny. If at this time you can still number the encounters you have with God, then you have not started. You need to begin to have encounter with God so that you won't be able to number those encounters anymore. Yeah, because you must, by many encounters, I repeat, many encounters, fulfill destiny. Yeah, because you can't fulfill destiny without God visiting you. Encounter means God visits you physically. Yeah, whether through the through dream, whether through vision, but God visits you, and as he's visiting you, he is both spiritually present and physically present right there where you are. And as he's visiting you, he's helping you and he's changing you and he's transforming you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I need encounters from you that will change my life into the person that will fulfill my destiny. The Lord, give me numerous encounters. Give me excessive encounters, visitations, excessive encounters that will change me into the person that will fulfill the calling and destiny. Into the person that will fulfill your calling and destiny for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me encounters. Give me encounters. Give me encounters. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me encounters. Life-changing encounters. Give me encounters. In my dreams, give me encounters. In visions, give me encounters. In the place of meditation, give me encounters. Face to face, give me encounters. Physically, Lord, give me encounters with you. Give me encounters with you. Give me encounters of you. Give me encounters that will change my life forever. Begin to pray like that. Lord, give me encounters that will change me into the person that can fulfill destiny. Give me encounters that will change me into the person that can fulfill my calling and destiny. Lord, give me encounters in the name of Jesus. Give me encounters, oh God. Life-changing encounters. Life-transforming encounters. Lord, visit me physically, spiritually. Visit me in every dimension until my life is totally transformed. Lord, I do not want a partial transformation. I do not want an incomplete transformation. Lord, visit me in all dimensions. Visit me by all dimensions until my life is totally transformed into the man, into the woman that can fulfill my calling and destiny. You need God to appear to you in all dimensions, whether it's dream, whether it's visible, whether it's invisible. God has to appear to you in all dimensions, and that is how you'll be able to fulfill your destiny as it is. Say, Lord, visit me and change my life. Thank you, man. Change my life, oh God, into the person that can fulfill my calling and destiny as it is in your plans. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we are still praying. We are still praying. Yeah. God is in everything he created. God is in everything he created. And God wants to show you who he is in everything. Yeah, I realize that God is not limited to just one description or one nature. Yeah, God has diverse manifestations of himself. Maybe I should put it that way. Yeah, I'm not saying that God can be evil or God can be dark. God is light and there is no darkness in him. But my point is that even as God is light, there are different dimensions of him that people don't know yet. And he wants to show you all kinds of himself, all kinds of manifestations of himself. And as you begin to see those manifestations of God by encounters, then your life begins to transform, because everything you see in the realm of the spirit, you become. Everything you see, you become. So when God appears to you in a certain way, that manifestation of God will change your life. And then when you see God in another manifestation, in another way, that manifestation also will change your life. So it's like the diverse revelations of God's personality begins to change your life. One by one, it begins to change your life step by step. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, manifest to me, manifest who you have in every. Manifest who you are in everything, in every situation, in every circumstances. Lord, manifest who you are to me. I want revelations that will show me who you are in everything around me, in everything that you have created. Lord, manifest your personality to me. Manifest who you are in everything to me. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me manifestations of you in everything. Give me, show me manifestations of you in everything. Show me manifestations of you in everything. Lord, show me manifestations of you in everything so that I can be changed by those revelations. Lord, show me manifestations of you, for you are in everything and you walk through everything. You are in everything. You walk through everything. Lord, show me the manifestation of you in everything that exists, in everything in the head, in everything I see, in everything that I've been taught, in everything I read, in everything I know. Lord, show me manifestations of you in these things, oh God, right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Yeah, now if you look at that Psalm 36, verse 6, it says, your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the ocean depths. And then it went further to say, you care for people and animals alike, oh Lord. Yeah, so which means that there is justice of God in the head that gives unto both people and animals what they need for survival, what they need to fulfill their destinies. Yeah, so there is justice of God in the head that is very strong and is able to give the birds in the head. Or maybe I should say that there is a law of God, there is a power of God in the head, there is an authority of God in the head that is able to give the birds of the head what they need every day to survive. There is a law of God in the head. There is an authority of God in the head that is able to give everyone what they need to survive and what they need to fulfill their destinies. So you're going to pray. That is why that part says God cares for animals and men alike. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your justice in the head, let there be inflow of everything that I need to survive and to fulfill destiny in the head. Lord, let them begin to flow into my life. Let them begin to flow into my life. Inflow of blessings that I need to fulfill destiny in the head. Lord, by the reason of your justice, by the reason of your judgment in the head, let them begin to flow into my life. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, by the reason of your justice in the head, Lord, begin to command inflow of blessings that I need to survive and to fulfill my purpose, to fulfill the reason why I was born into this world. Lord, let your justice in the head begin to authorize them. Let your justice in the head begin to authorize the inflow of blessings. Thank you, Lord. That I need to fulfill destiny. That I need to survive in the head. Lord, let your justice begin to authorize them now. Let your justice begin to command them now. Let your justice begin to command the inflow of such blessings right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Authority of the Almighty God, begin to authorize inflow of blessings that I need to survive and to fulfill calling and destiny now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Yeah, we are still praying. You know, we are dealing with the justice of God in the head. Now, the justice of God is so strong that it destroys injustice of men. The justice of God is so strong that it destroys, it overpowers, it overrules the injustice of men. Yeah, so if you have ever suffered any injustice, you can invoke the justice of God to fight for you. Yeah, you can invoke the justice of God to fight for you and to win for you. Yeah, you're going to pray, even including the injustice of the government. Including injustice of government leaders, government officials in your country, you can invoke the justice of God to fight for you. Yeah. So begin to you're going to pray like this. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I invoke the justice of God in the head to fight. Every injustice of men oppressing my life, I invoke the justice of God to fight and win every injustice of men oppressing my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Mashanda kia kadiela, ende soji atandiba diela, inde hati shana diada, hesa sashana diakala. In the name of Jesus, I invoke the justice of God in the head, the justice of God in the head, the justice of God in the head to overrule, to defeat the injustice of men oppressing my life, afflicting my life. I invoke the justice of God over them now. I invoke the justice of God upon them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I invoke the justice of the Most High God to defeat, to destroy every injustice of man that is ruling over my life and destiny. I invoke the justice of heaven against them. I invoke the justice of heaven against them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. I invoke the justice of heaven over every injustice of men going on in the head against my life, against my health, against my survival, against my destiny, against my calling. I invoke the justice of God upon them. Let the justice of God defeat them. Let the justice of God dethrone them. Let the justice of God judge them. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. We have 5 more prayer points before we round up the session. Yeah, you're going to pray. One of the things that we hasten the manifestation of God's justice in your life is when you are perfected in His righteousness. So I realize that righteousness and justice, they go together. In fact, they are so glued together. Yeah, righteousness and it's just like light, and you know, it just has how light is in darkness. Our light is in darkness to destroy darkness. Yeah. So righteousness and justice, they are so interwoven, such that when the justice of God smells any odor of unrighteousness,
the justice of God attacks it immediately. There is judgment immediately. So you are going to pray. Now, my point is that if you are perfected in God's righteousness, then the justice of God will easily work in your favor. Yeah, if holiness and purity is very strong in your life, the justice of God will be very quick in your life. In fact, God can kill people because of you. Yeah, when if God's holiness and purity is so strong in your life, the justice of God can be so quick that God can kill people because of you. You know, people that are attacking you for no reason and they are not willing to repent, God can kill them because of you. Why? Because you have been perfected in righteousness. So for those that are perfect in righteousness, justice always work like the fastest thing in the head. It's so quick. People that are perfect in righteousness, justice of God manifests so fast, so quick in their life. God defends them so quick. Yeah, God helps them in a very quick way. Yeah, even before they finish praying, God already answered. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, give me grace to be perfect in righteousness. Give me grace to be perfect in purity. Give me grace to be perfect in holiness. So that I can enjoy the fullness of your justice, so that I can see the full manifestation of your justice. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Mashihata sandegalagla, heradijana, hetedegahandialala, mashesua sanagalakshadia, hitatande the hashtadia, ladadijana kyaktavala, masujande dekrijana. Oh Lord, I want to have complete holiness. I want to have complete purity. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. The stronger your holiness and purity, the very quick the justice of God will be in your life. God will be so angry with your enemies. If you have strong holiness and purity, God will be so angry with your enemies. He will be too angry with them. He will defend you like a wildfire. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, I want to be perfect in purity. I want to be perfect in righteousness. I want to be perfect in obedience to your word, obedience to your will. Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, help me. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to be strong in holiness. Help me to be strong in purity. Help me to be strong in righteousness. Help me to be strong in holiness. Help me to be strong in purity. Help me to be strong in righteousness. Help me to be strong in holiness. Thank you, Lord. Help me to be strong in purity, Lord. Help me to be strong in righteousness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we're still on God's justice. God's justice. You're going to pray. You're going to pray. There are two forces in the universe. There are two forces, and they are the strongest forces that controls the universe. And the first is fear, the forces of fear. The second is love. Yeah, the forces of love. Yeah. So And if you look at everything in the scripture, the commandments of God, the instructions of God, the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will see how all of it is so centered in love. In love. Yeah. So let's talk about the fear aspect. So if you are so full of fear, God will hardly fight your battles. And if God is fighting your battles, you will not do much. If your life is under the control of fear. Yeah. So these are forces that determines what happened in your life. That determines if you will experience a miracle or not. And I've said it. Fear and love. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect myself from every force of fear controlling my mind, controlling my decisions, controlling my choices. I disconnect my life now from the network of fear, from the spiritual network of fear, from the force of fear. I disconnect my mind from forces of fear that is controlling my mind, controlling my thoughts, controlling my faith, controlling my decisions, controlling my choices. I disconnect from them now. I disconnect from them now. In the name of Jesus, I disconnect my spirit, soul, and body from every force of fear that is controlling and manipulating my life, controlling my decision making. I disconnect my life. I disconnect my spirit, soul, and body from the influences of fear, from the control of fear, from the oppressions of fear, from the dominion of fear, from the captivity of fear. I disconnect my life now. I disconnect my life now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, I disconnect my life. I disconnect my spirit, my soul, my body from the influences of fear, from the power of fear, from the dominion of fear, from the control of fear. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. Yeah, I saw how everything in the head is so wrapped up by the force of fear. That when God was dealing with me on fear, I began to see how everything, yeah, including the chair you are sitting on right now, I mean everything, including the water you drink, how everything is so wrapped up by the forces of fear, you know, such that they begin to communicate fear. So even the ground you walk on communicates fear. Yeah, let's say for instance, you're taking a shower in the bedroom. Yeah, and as you're taking the shower, the ground will be communicating fear to you that makes sure the ground can say, now you're going to sleep and fall. Yeah, the ground can be communicating that fear to you. Or let's say you want to cross the main road, the vehicles passing, they'll be communicating fear like, what if one of these vehicles suddenly turn its direction towards your side and hits you and then you die. So everything in the world has been wrapped up by forces of fear, and they communicate fear, even including your relationship with people. You start getting afraid. What if this person is not real? What if this person is not genuine? What if this person is my enemy? What if this person meant harm for me? So those are forces of fear that speaks to everyone. And many people obey these forces of fear, and that is why they hardly move forward in life. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive anointing and power to silence the voices of fear that comes through the elements of this world into my soul. I receive the anointing that silences voices of fear that speaks through the elements of this world into my soul. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you keep listening to the voices of fear, you will not move forward in life. I tell you the truth. And you will hardly rise to the place of fulfillment of destiny. Begin to say, I receive power. See, I receive anointing to silence every voice of fear that comes through the elements of this world, that speaks through the elements of this world, whether spiritual or physical, whether visible or invisible. I receive power. I receive anointing. I receive power to silence every voice of fear, every energy of fear. I receive power and anointing to shut down every energy of fear, every force of fear, every voice of fear that is coming from the elements of this world against my soul, against my destiny, against my calling, against my career. I receive anointing now. I receive grace. I receive boldness. I receive power. I receive grace. I receive boldness. I receive anointing to shut down the every energy of fear coming through the elements of this world, coming through everything in this world against my soul, against my destiny, against my calling. I receive the grace to shut them down. I receive the grace to silence the voices of fear. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there's so much in the realm of fear. So much. So much in the realm of fear. How it's connected to addictions. How it's connected to sin. There's so much in the realm of fear, but I'm not going into that now. So we have two more prayer points now. Let's consider the second force, which is love, the forces of love in the head. If you embrace this energy of love that is in the universe, if you walk according to the law of love, you will quickly and easily fulfill destiny. Quickly and easily rise to the top. You know, sometime ago, I begin to feel like I begin to feel the spirit of competition, like I want to be better than other ministers of God, like the feeling of being, I want to be better than other preachers. Yeah, but God delivered me by showing me that the spirit of love, the energy of love, does not agree with that. Yeah, that there is no competition in love. So God began to show me the laws of love, and as I begin to walk walk in line with that law of love that is in the universe, I begin to conquer many battles, and I begin to move forward with speed. So begin to pray. Say, Lord, teach me to embrace love in its totality. To teach me to walk in love in its totality. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, teach me to embrace love in its totality, in its fullness. Lord, teach me to submit to the law of your love. Teach me to obey the law of love in the name of Jesus. Yeah, many of you think you love, but if God begins to teach you, then you will know that you don't even love at all. Yeah, because there is so much in love that such that you have to be completely dead to self to obey the law, the laws of love. There is so much embedded in love that you have to completely die to self to obey those laws that is in love. So begin to pray, say, Lord, teach me to embrace love in its fullness. Teach me to embrace all the laws of love. Teach me to embrace love in its totality. Teach me to love people. Teach me to love you with everything I have, with everything I have. Teach me to love people with everything I have, with everything I have. Lord, teach me to love in fullness. Teach me to be perfect in love. Teach me to be perfect in love. Teach me to be perfect in love. Thank you, Lord. Teach me to be perfect in love in the name of Jesus. Teach me to be perfect in love in the name of Jesus. Teach me to embrace the path of love, not the path of revenge. Teach me to embrace the path of love, not the path of retaliation. Teach me to embrace the path of love, not the path of hatred. Teach me to embrace the path of love, not the path of competition, not the path of pride. Lord, teach me to embrace the path of love. Teach me to embrace the path of love. Teach me to embrace the path of love. Thank you, Father. Teach me to embrace love, Father. Teach me to embrace love. Teach me to embrace love in its fullness. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, there was a time that some people were against Jesus and his apostles, and some of the apostles became angry. Yeah, they told Jesus, they said, why can't you just call down thunder, call down, you know, fire from heaven and destroy these people? And Jesus looked at them, he said, you don't know the kind of spirit that you have received. Yeah, so the kind of spirit we have received is a spirit of love. And that is why is a gentle spirit, is a meek spirit, is a spirit of love. It is not a spirit that seeks downfall of others. It's not a spirit that seeks destruction of others. Yeah, it's a spirit that has high level of forbearance, high level of tolerance. It's a spirit that endures a lot. That kind of spirit we have received from Christ, if you are a Christian. Yeah, it's a spirit that is so sacrificial, a spirit that goes extra mile, you know, just for others to be happy. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me to do all that your love commands. Say, Father, strengthen me to do all that your love teaches. All that your love commands. A lot of people, majority of people in the church don't have love. A lot of people are weak in love, and that is why we pray for years and we don't see any result. Yeah, one of the reasons is because the percentage of love in your life is too small. The level of love in your life is too small, and in some people they don't even have love at all. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, let Let me be strong to obey everything your love commands. Strengthen me to do everything your love commands. Strengthen me to do everything your love commands. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. How many people can lay down their lives for the revival of their generation? How many people are willing to lay down their lives and pleasures for of lives and destinies? How many people are willing to lay down their lives for others? How many people are willing to deprive themselves of peace, of comfort, so that others can be blessed? How many people are willing to do all these things? Talk to God, say, Lord, teach me to do everything your love commands. Strengthen me to do everything your love commands. Strengthen me, Father. Strengthen me, Father. Strengthen me, Father. Strengthen me, Father. Strengthen me, Father, to do everything your love commands. You cannot obey the laws of love if you have not lose sight of yourself, if you have not crucified yourself, if you have not defeated the power of yourself. You cannot fulfill the laws of love if you are not selfless, if you are not sacrificial. Say, Lord, strengthen me to obey the commandments of love. Strengthen me to obey the laws of love in the name of Jesus. Yeah, there are people that once they feel pain, they don't want to do it again. Yeah, when they feel pain while trying to help people, they don't want to help anyone again. That is not love. That is not love. Love goes extra mile to help and to save. Say, Lord, teach me to embrace the laws of love. Teach me to obey the laws of love. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to be praying for you now. Yeah, raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you're so faithful. You're so kind and gracious. You're so merciful. You are so wonderful. We thank you for how you have helped us to pray in this place of prayer. We thank you for mighty things you have done during the course of these prayers. We thank you for helps and blessings you have released from your throne into our lives. King of glory, be praised forever in Jesus' name. Father, I ask for everyone hearing my voice right now, everyone who have joined this session of prayer, I ask, oh God, that you enforce your justice in their lives, in the situations going on in their lives, in the events going on in their lives, circumstances going on in their lives. Lord, enforce your justice now and let your people be satisfied with benefits. In the name of Jesus, I decree that in your life, the justice of heaven shall manifest. In your life, the justice of heaven shall manifest, and what is yours shall be released unto you in the name of Jesus. What is yours in the womb of the head? What is yours in secret places of the head, by the reason of the justice of God, shall be released into your life in the name of Jesus. What is yours in the midst of darkness? What is yours in the treasure houses of darkness, in the treasure banks, in the kingdoms of darkness? What is yours shall be mobilized into your life right now by the reason of the justice of God in the name of Jesus. Because no one can question God's justice. No one can can overrule. No one can win over God's justice. No one can prevail over God's justice. Therefore, I decree that the manifestation of God's help for your life shall appear speedily in the name of Jesus. Because no one can stop God. Therefore, no one shall be able to stop the manifestation of God's helps for your life in this season, at this time. So shall it be in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you shall be strong in the name of Jesus. Every weakness that has limited your life for years, every weakness you inherited, every weakness lying deep down within you that has limited you for a long time, I decree that the hand of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the hand of God terminates the weaknesses of limitations in your life now, in Jesus' name. I pray that fear shall no longer rule over you, in the name of Jesus. Limitations fear have caused in your life, I decree that they are broken in Jesus' name. Now you will move forward. Whether the devil agrees or not, whether witchcraft agrees or not, you will move forward in the name of Jesus. By the authority of the Most High God, in my voice, I decree that you will move forward. I decree that you shall move forward, whether the devil agrees or not, irrespective of forces that don't want you to move forward. I decree that you shall move forward in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. I pray for you that everything that you need to be perfected in, every fruit of the Spirit, every righteousness of God that you need to be perfected in, for you to enter into the glory of the Lord, for you to see and enjoy the glory of the Lord, receive grace to have such perfection in Jesus' name. Receive grace to be perfect in obedience in Jesus' name. Receive grace to be perfect in love in Jesus' name. Receive grace to be perfect in holiness and purity in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. And because the throne of God is in every presence of God. Therefore, I decree that in your home, in your marriage, in your family, the throne of God shall appear and prevail in the name of Jesus. In your career, in your business, the throne of God shall appear and prevail in the name of Jesus. In your finances, the throne of God shall appear and prevail in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, it is done. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So we are going to stop here. Remain lifted in Jesus' name.